It is incorrect to be upon the same level of deen and knowledge that one was 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12 years ago. That you find that the brother has not made one move, or the sister has not made one move, not learned one ayah more of Quran, not learned one more hadith, not learned one more story of the Sahaba, still can't tell you about the Shira, the life of the Prophet ﷺ, from his birth to his death, ﷺ. Can't tell you that. Don't know the battles that the Prophet ﷺ took place. Don't know who his wife and children, sons and daughters were. Don't know his uncles and his aunts and his wet nurses. What is this? Yet this is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ﷺ that we say we follow and we don't know. As a matter of fact, it gets worse than that. Many individuals may know more about an athletic individual who is into athletics, football and basketball, or individual even worse than that, who's an entertainer, a singer or actress or actor, know their life from A to Z, know where they were born, where they went to school, what were their achievements up on a football field or a basketball court, but doesn't know nothing about Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salam. If you said what was his kunya, they wouldn't know. I was surprised. I was amazed. And we live in a time of amazement. I was amazed. And we live in a time of amazement. When once in a masjid I gave a khutbah called, "Be like Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be like Mustafa. Walk like Mustafa. Talk like Mustafa. Dress like Mustafa. Act like Mustafa." After the khutbah, after salat, there were a young group of children saying, "Who is Mustafa? Who is Mustafa? And where's Mustafa?" Not knowing that Mustafa is one of the names of the Prophet ﷺ, and that's who I was referring to. But if you ask them about Jordan, or if you ask them worse than that about Pokemon, or if you ask them worse than that about any of the filth that has come out of the minds of the kuffar that they have constructed in place, they know about. Where's the tarbiyah? We always say it's not enough tarbiyah. There's no tarbiyah at all. In a majority of cases. Let's not fool ourselves. There's no tarbiyah at all in the majority of cases. If your child wants to be more like that mushrik, like that kafir, dress like him, talk like him, walk like him, be like him, and doesn't know anything about those who you say are the best generation, and you make intisab or connect yourself to the side of Salah, there's no tarbiyah whatsoever. You can't claim there's any tarbiyah. He should want his thumb to the calf, cause Ibn Umar wore it that way. Thumb to the calf, to the shin of the leg, cause Abdul Mas'ud was like that. He should want to die on a battlefield and be killed with over a million arrows. Why? Because Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was like that. Cause Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah was like that. Cause those that are Salaf were like that. He should want to leave home and seek knowledge because Imam Shafi was like that. Imam Ahmad was like that. If this is not happening, if there's not a connection, an emotional tie, a love of the Salaf and want to follow the Salaf, there is no tarbiyah. There is no tarbiyah. There's not a matter of, you know, we need more tarbiyah. No, it's a matter of we need to establish some tarbiyah. When it becomes a situation where in the hearts there is a love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and you know when someone loves someone, for when someone loves someone, they want to follow them. Especially among the youth. They like someone, they want to dress like them. Look at the fitna that took place when that khabith and that dal and that kafir, may Allah guide into Islam, that feminine individual called Michael Jackson, his effect in the Hades upon those who are living in Saudi. I seen it myself. Can you imagine someone in the city of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina? Can you imagine someone who's living in the Haramain, want to move his hands and wear his hair and have a jacket on like Michael Jackson? This is the absence of tarbiyah. And we don't have to go that far. We can come to our own neighborhoods. We can look in our own masjid, to the right and to the left, and look to how individuals act And we can see whether or not there's any importance placed on following the way of the Son of Solomon in reality. In reality, not just in talk. In reality, not just in talk.